Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 5 a.m. Central, 6 Eastern time now. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news at this hour. Well, after a week and a half of searching, police say the body of a missing 2-year-old girl has been found inside a well in western Kentucky. The community around the area is devastated.
Having one that age myself, I sat out here last night for several hours and just cried.
Kentucky State Police say the body of Lainey Wallace was discovered Monday near Glasgow. Authorities found the child's body inside a well on property owned by her mother's boyfriend, 25-year-old Anthony Barber. According to state police, Barber lived with the child's mother and her daughter in his home near the Barron County, Monroe County line. Neighbor Lori Beth Ferguson says the community is now worried about Lainey's twin sister.
We're all concerned about little Kenley, what's going to happen to her and how this is going to affect her long term.
The charges have been filed against the man arrested in connection with the death of the 2-year-old Monroe County girl. Anthony Barber has been charged with kidnapping, custodial interference, burglary, and resisting arrest. Barber has not been charged with Wallace's murder. A news release by state police say additional charges are anticipated. Trooper B.J. Eaton is a spokesman for the KSP post in Bowling Green. He says cases involving the deaths of children are especially difficult for community members as well as law enforcement agents who investigate the crimes. He says KSP troopers rely on their comrades for emotional support during such cases.
Our relationship with our fellow troopers is a pretty tight bond, and just it's something that we can talk to each other about, and each other kind of understands where the other one's coming from.
Well, Eaton says an autopsy was performed in Louisville yesterday on the little 2-year-old girl to determine the cause of death. Those results have not been released just yet. Well, following the drowning of a father and son this past weekend on Lake Barkley, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife are reminding boaters to wear your life jacket. The accident involving 52-year-old Michael Bussell and his 13-year-old son, Nadarian of Hopkinsville, is still under investigation. But Captain Gary Clark says neither was wearing a life jacket at the time. And Clark says that's something he sees way too often.
I've seen a lot of drownings in my career, and the main thing is have the life jacket out, ready, and accessible. Better yet, wear it. Make sure the children all have their life jackets on.
And Clark says the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife issued about 15 citations to boaters over the rainy Memorial Day weekend. The main violations continue to be crafts without registration, fishing without a license, and not having a life jacket on. We've got just partly cloudy skies right now. Some clearing in the skies. Temperatures getting into the upper 60s. Still a 30% chance of showers later on this afternoon with highs getting into the mid-80s. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. And good morning, 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Now I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news. The Kentucky clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples says she met briefly with the Pope during his historic visit to the United States last week. Kim Davis's lawyer, Matt Staver, says Davis met with Pope Francis last Thursday afternoon at the Vatican Embassy in Washington for about 15 minutes.
They were very discreet about having the meeting there, and they wanted to have a private meeting where it's just the Pope and Kim Davis and her husband, Joe. We did not want to release that information, nor did the Vatican up until this time, because the Vatican wanted to focus its message on a lot of issues.
As Staver says, the Pope told Davis to stand strong and gave both she and her husband rosaries. Vatican officials haven't responded to an email asking for comment. The Syrian refugee crisis has sparked rumors that up to 1,000 of those refugees may be arriving through a refugee resettlement agency in Bowling Green. Executive Director of the International Center of Kentucky, Albert Banfu, said the rumors reached him through city officials who said they've had calls from concerned citizens. Banfu said no Syrian refugees have been approved to come to Bowling Green at this time, but he said he's concerned about the prejudice and fear that's surfacing among some in the community.
They said that bringing in Syrians will be bringing in terrorists. I understand their fears, but they have to understand that not everybody in Syria is a terrorist. You cannot tell me that the 6,000 people who are fleeing persecution and trying to swim across the sea for safety are terrorists.
Banfu said refugees go through an extensive background check that can take 1 to 2 years before they're resettled in the U.S. And investigators are looking into how a 5-year-old boy was fatally struck by a school bus in Butler County Monday afternoon. The accident happened on Kentucky 70, about 4 miles west of Morgantown. 5-year-old Jaden Hawkins was hit at his scheduled stop after the school bus stopped in front of a residence to let children exit. Butler County School Superintendent Scott Howard told us the boy was in kindergarten at Morgantown Elementary, where the mood this week is very somber.
We are fortunate to have some counselors here in the district, and I think they're doing as good a job as could be expected in trying to meet the needs of all the students.
Superintendent Howard said the bus driver has been employed by the school system for 18 years and has what he called an exemplary driving record with the district. State police identified the driver as 54-year-old Janine Dockery. A lot of pockets of rain throughout the listening area right now with temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll climb a little bit more to the upper 60s today with a 70% chance of these rainstorms continuing. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio.